Besechs Shabbos Perek Yud Ches Mishnah Gimel to Perek Yud Ches Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues its discussion of Uvdin Dechol, certain weekday activities which require lots of effort and work and therefore are forbidden midirabbanon on Shabbos. And this will lead us really into the next Perek, which discusses certain leniencies which apply in life-threatening situations. So the Mishnah begins, Im Yaldin Es HaBehemah B'Yom Tov. One is forbidden to pull out a baby animal from its mother's womb on Yom Tov. And all the more so on Shabbos, even though certain leniencies apply on Yom Tov, it's still forbidden on Yom Tov, Aval Masadin, but one can hold on to the baby animal as it's coming out of the womb of its mother. One is allowed to hold on to it and carry it, really, as long as he doesn't pull it out of the womb himself. Now the Mishnah implies that on Shabbos it would be forbidden even to hold on to the animal as it's coming out of the womb, and that would only be permitted on Yom Tov, since the Rabbanon were more lenient with regards to Uvdin Dechol on Yom Tov. On the other hand, says the Mishnah, Mialdenis Ha'isho B'Shabbos, one is allowed to help a woman give birth by pulling out her baby from her womb, even though that might be considered hard work. When it comes to giving birth, that's really a life-threatening situation, and we don't take any risks, so that is totally permitted, even on Shabbos. V'korin lo chachomim mokim l'mokim. On a similar note, one is allowed to call for her a midwife from one place to come to another place. Even though in general on Shabbos it's forbidden to travel further than 2,000 amos outside of the edge of the city, as we'll learn in more detail in the next Masechta, in this case it's permitted, even if there's already a midwife, let's say, in where she is, if she wants a better midwife, then even in that case, it would be permitted to travel further than the Tchum, further than the boundary of 2,000 amos, in order that the better midwife come and help her give birth, Umachalin Aleha Shabbos. One is allowed to violate really any Shabbos prohibition on her behalf, even if, let's say, it's not directly related to the birth itself. For example, she wants a bit more light, or if she wants something done for her which will make it easier for her. If there's any slight risk to life, then one is allowed to desecrate Shabbos on behalf of that ill person, or on behalf of that person who is in danger, such as the woman giving birth. Now the truth is, the Gemara explains, even after she has given birth, for the few days after that, she is still considered in danger, so certain Shabbos violations can still be done, depending on how much danger she is in. Now the Mishnah goes on to something which can be done for the baby himself, V'koshinus HaTabur. One is allowed to tie the umbilical cord, which is the cord which comes out of a baby's belly button, and if it's not tied up, then it's very dangerous, part of the inside of the baby's body can come out, so it needs to be tied or even cut off. However, according to this opinion of the Mishnah, it can only be tied, because this is definitely not considered to be a professional knot, so certainly not forbidden mid-oraisa. However, one cannot cut the umbilical cord, because that is a more serious Shabbos prohibition. On the other hand, Rabbi Yossi says that one can even cut the umbilical cord, and really anything else which is usually done in the process of giving birth, because there is still a slight risk of death, and ends off the perek, v'chol tzarchei mila isen b'Shabbos. All things which are needed to be done for the sake of a bris mila can be done on Shabbos. We're now skipping till the 8th day of the baby's life, and really this is the focus of the entire next perek. What can one do on Shabbos in order to violate Shabbos for the sake of a bris mila?